In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very blessed Mother's Day to all of our mothers here present, and certainly an exhortation to pray for our mothers if they have left this life to go to the next. It seems fitting, as we, in a secular sense, honor our earthly mothers, that we should maybe for a moment pause and call to mind our Heavenly Mother this month that is dedicated to her, and the intimate relationship that we share with her because of her intimacy with our Lord and Savior. Our Blessed Mother is given to us as our own mother at the foot of the cross. The Lord chooses that precise moment in order to reveal to her and to us the unique role that she will play in the unfolding of salvation history and the birth of the Church herself. For we know, as the preface to the Feast of the Sacred Heart tells us, the Church is born from the side of our Lord, water and blood pouring forth. There, indeed, the Church is born, and there Our Lady bears witness. She takes up the mantle that her Son bestows upon her, and now is given to each of us to care and to admonish, instruct, and protect each of us. As our earthly mothers nourished or nourish us, so even more so does our Mother in Heaven do precisely that. She obviously is the best exemplar of what discipleship actually is and of what discipleship consists. It is the complete and total dedication of self to God. It is giving every fiber of your being so that, indeed, as she herself proclaimed, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." My soul magnifies God. So great and ardent was her love for the Lord that her soul radiated this great desire to be intimate with the Father. And upon hearing the good news that she was chosen for the role that God had ordained for her from the moment of her own immaculate conception, her response was an immediate and prompt yes to the will of God, to do all that God asks, even beyond understanding, beyond intelligibility. Those things do not matter. All that is required, as Our Lady makes manifest, is to open ourselves up, make of ourselves dwelling place for the Word made flesh, and then to do whatever it is that he commands us to do. And so at the foot of the cross, she who is Our Lady of Sorrows is also Our Lady of Good Hope, Consolation, and Joy. She is there as a first witness to what it is that is unfolding and what is transpiring, that now vindication has come upon the world and we have received new life in our Lord and Savior. And then she takes up the mantle that is placed upon her, allowing her to go into the home of John, who takes her into her heart. And he, standing in our behalf, makes manifest that that's precisely what we are required to do as well, to take Mary into our hearts. Now, I suspect for the majority, if not all of us, these things that I have just said are things that are reasonable, things that you understand, things by which you live your life. But we know that in the world, certainly, and even sadly in the Church herself, there is confusion about the necessity and role of our Blessed Mother in the life of the Church. So much so that the confusion has led oftentimes to pushing Our Lady to the fringes or even outside of the Church herself, as if somehow she is not valuable and necessary to us and for us. But nothing could be further from the truth. We need Our Lady. A need not necessary in terms of salvation, but a need by virtue of what Christ himself makes manifest. Our Lady cooperates in the salvific and redemptive work of our Lord, not because it is necessary, but because he desires it. And if our Lord saw fit to have Our Lady involved in every aspect of his salvific work, how can we exclude her from our own lives? The Lord rested upon her. The Lord needed her. The Lord desired to put strength in her. And he continues to use her as the mediatrix of all graces. Who then do we think we are to somehow shun relationship with Our Lady because the world might be embarrassed by us? Or we ourselves are afraid of what others may think of us because of our relationship with our Blessed Mother? It doesn't matter what the world thinks, what the world says, how the world lives or understands. Those things are all inconsequential. And if we live our lives governed by what the world thinks, by what the world says, by how the world evaluates us, we will never advance in holiness. The only way to do so is to follow after Our Lady. And what she models for us is to always do the things that God commands us to do. And so this month is particularly dedicated to her. You must be praying your rosaries. Our Blessed Mother at Fatima reminded us again of the desire that she had that we would pray our rosaries on a daily basis to make reparation for all the offenses against the Blessed Sacrament, indeed all offenses against life. Pray your rosary on a daily basis, individually and collectively as a family, and therein you will find your strength. Again, I know, especially for our separated brethren, this language and knowledge, this reliance upon our Blessed Mother somehow smacks of pushing our Lord to the side. But again, Our Lady only and always leads us to Christ. Authentic and true relationship with our Blessed Mother will only draw us more deeply into union with our Lord. There is no other way we can go when we follow Our Lady truly and rightly, except to be with our Lord. As she was at the cross, so she will be for us as well, to give us the strength and the courage that we need to endure in the world in which we live. As we well know, even now, at various places around our country, there are those who are virulently angry at Holy Mother Church and at Catholics as we continue to support and defend life. There have been planned attacks on Catholic churches on this very day, this most solemn of all days, in order to remind the world of the evil that actually exists there. And indeed, this might engender in us a certain degree of fear or doubt or trepidation or maybe even anger and a desire to lash out. And while on a natural level those emotions might be true, we must pull ourselves back and rely upon the Lord. This doesn't mean we don't preach the truth, nor does it mean we do not fight. We must engage a fight. But we must always remember that our citizenship is not here on earth. And the world is not complete here until the Lord Himself comes again. And if we can remain with Him steadfast and sure, we will indeed be vindicated. And that is all that we desire. In truth, that's all that we can ask and hope for. There is no reason to fear what the world will do to us, because the world cannot take us away from the Lord unless we choose to be taken away from Him. And if indeed they do destroy our bodies, the Lord, we know, in the glories of the resurrection, will restore them to us in a splendor and a glory we can never possibly imagine. And who is there as our constant companion? Who is there to instruct us and teach us? Who is there to support and guide us? Our Lady is there if you allow her into your life. And so I exhort you to go to your mother. Certainly this day to honor your mothers if they are still here with us and to pray for them if they are not and to give thanks for the life that has been given to you. And even if the relationship that you might share with your mother is or was contentious or difficult or she wasn't the best of women as you would hope she should have been or hope she should be, she gave you life. And for that you should rejoice, because we live in a world where that can no longer be taken, has not been taken for granted. And then we also always go to Our Lady and find our strength therein. She will lead us to her Son. And there, brothers and sisters, ultimately is our peace and our joy and our strength, our relationship with God in Christ, to our Lord, through our Blessed Mother, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.